Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Ridwage. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Ridwage. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Motton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon takes first base on ball four. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon moves to second. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball four. Leon moves to third. Pinson moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crowley. Brown reaches second base with a double. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards second. Johnson throws to first for one, and Powell throws back to second, and Grich drops the ball. Brown moves to third. One out. Jim Ridwage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ridwage bunts, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball four. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Curt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Motton. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Motton steals second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. McNally moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. McNally moves to third. Gritch moves to second. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ridwage, and towards Leon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McNally scores. Gritch moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Curt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Motton is called out on strikes. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Ridwage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ridwage is 0 for 1 in the game. Ridwage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ridwage moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ridwage moves to third. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ridwage scores. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNally is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gritch is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Ridwage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ridwage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ridwage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Crowley hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Motton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Motton for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ritwage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salmon moves to second. Don Buford pinch hits for Dave McNally. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Larry Brown. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Jim Ritwage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ritwage is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ritwage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon juggles the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Hinton scores. Nettles moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Eddie Leon now playing shortstop. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Bean now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 4 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ted Ulander now playing left field. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor pinch runs for Boog Powell. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Motten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Motten moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Motten scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon misplays the ball. That's an error on Leon. Johnson moves to second. Frank Robinson pinch hits for Fred Bean. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Echeverry moves to second. Brooks Robinson pinch hits for Bobby Grich. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.